Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Christy Henry, your community health educator here at Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in to Health Talk today. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week, we will discuss your health questions, check out the latest fitness tips, and share a healthy recipe provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. If you have a question, you can email me at khenry@jcountyhospital.com and I'll get your question on the air. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes.
Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
November is American Diabetes Month, and diabetes affects nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States today. That's nearly 10% of the population, with another 86 million Americans that have prediabetes and are at risk for developing type 2 diabetes. Recent estimates project that as many as 1 in 3 American adults will have diabetes by 2050 unless we take steps to stop diabetes. Every 19 seconds, someone in the United States is diagnosed, and diabetes nearly doubles the risk for heart attack and for death from heart disease. Diabetes is the leading cause of kidney failure and new cases of blindness among working age adults. Roughly 60 to 70% of people with diabetes have mild to severe forms of nerve damage that could result in pain in the feet or hands, slowed digestion, and other nerve problems. As the American Diabetes Association celebrates its 75th anniversary, they want to share a timeless message that eating well is one of life's greatest pleasures and enjoying delicious, healthy food helps with diabetes management. This November, the association wants to show the nation how easy and joyful healthy eating can be. Holidays are an opportunity to catch up with friends and family, but the focus on food and eating during this season can be very tough, especially for families dealing with diabetes. Remember that holiday meals and traditions don't have to disrupt your diabetes control. With a little preparation, you'll be ready to face any holiday head-on and still enjoy it. The most important thing about managing diabetes during the holiday season is planning ahead. Holidays can be a time of great anxiety for people with diabetes because it's so focused on food. Don't let questions about what to eat, how much to eat, and meal timing dampen your holiday. Plan in advance so you can fend off stress and fully enjoy the day and keep your diabetes management on track. Think about the timing of your meal. Many families eat large meals at odd times on the holidays. For example, Thanksgiving dinner may be served in the middle of the afternoon. Plan in advance for how you will handle making changes if your meal does not line up with your regular meal schedule. If you take insulin injections or a pill that lowers blood glucose, you may have to have a snack at the normal mealtime to prevent a low glucose reaction. Be physically active. The best way to compensate for eating a little more than usual is to be active. Start a new tradition that involves moving around away from the food. Ideas include taking a walk with the whole family or playing frisbee, soccer, or touch football with your kids, grandkids, or the neighborhood kids. Try healthier versions of your favorite holiday foods. Will the casserole taste just as good with fat-free or light sour cream instead of regular? Can you steam green beans instead of sautéing in butter? Use a little less sugar in your fruit pie. The natural sweet of the fruit doesn't require a lot of extra sugar. Be selective. Many traditional Thanksgiving foods are high in carbohydrates. Mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, stuffing, dinner rolls, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, and pretty much every dessert. Don't feel like you have to sample everything on the table. have a reasonable portion of your favorites and pass on the rest. For example, if stuffing is your favorite, you might pass on the rolls. Choose either sweet potatoes or mashed potatoes, but maybe not both. If you really want to try everything, just make your portions smaller. And eat your vegetables. Vegetables are important for everyone. Unfortunately, the vegetable selection on holiday menus is usually limited. We all want to dress up the table with tempting treats, but why not add some colorful vegetable dishes? Veggies come in all colors and are very nutritious. Offer to bring a green salad or a side of steamed veggies that have been seasoned. Non-starchy veggies are low in carbs and calories. They will help fill you up and keep you from overeating the other high-calorie and high-fat foods on the table. Focus on friends and family. Remember, the holidays are a time to slow down and catch up with your loved ones. Focus on friends and family and not food. It is a party, but don't overdo it. Eat slowly and really enjoy the foods that you may have only once a year. Bring what you like. Try not to worry about what will be served. Offer to bring your favorite dish to share. If you count carbohydrates, check your recipe's nutrition facts so you know how many carbohydrates are in one serving and the size of a serving. And here are some tips for fitting in desserts during the holidays. They can help you manage your sweet tooth when dessert is served. Decide ahead of time what and how much you will eat and how you will handle social pressure. For example, saying no thank you or I'm too full. Share one portion of dessert with someone else and scrape off any high-calorie whipped cream topping or extra frosting. Volunteer to bring your favorite dessert to social functions. Some examples are plain cookies, baked apples, or sugar-free puddings. Is there someone else at the party who is trying to watch what they eat as well? Avoid tempting sweets and ask them to join you for a walk while dessert is out on the table. If you decide to have a treat, remember, cut back on the other carbohydrates in your meal to help keep your blood glucose levels on track. You may also want to try to revise some recipes. There are ways to revise many dessert recipes so that they're healthier and they're still great tasting. Many times you can replace up to half the sugar in a recipe with a sugar substitute. You can also cut down on sugar and increase the amount of cinnamon, nutmeg, vanilla, and other sweet-tasting spices and flavorings. Replace half of the fat in your recipe with applesauce or baby food prunes when making chocolate brownies, cakes, or cookies. These tricks can help you make your recipes a little bit healthier. However, you still must keep the portions small. Also keep in mind that replacing fat with fruit ingredients increases the carbohydrate content. So with all of this talk on the holidays, the American Diabetes Association also has several recipes on their website. And the one that we're sharing today is pumpkin pie minis. These are the perfect bite-sized treat for fall. This recipe provides 15 servings, and a serving size is 2 mini pies. Ingredients: 30 mini frozen phyllo shells thawed, 1 can or 15 ounces of pure pumpkin, 1 cup of whipped cream cheese, 1 quarter cup of equal or 6 packets of equal sweetener, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1 half teaspoon of ground ginger, 1 half teaspoon of ground nutmeg, and 1 quarter cup of light whipped topping, thawed if frozen. Preparation: preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Heat the shells according to package directions. Remove from oven and cool completely. Meanwhile, whisk the pumpkin, cream cheese, sugar substitute, spices, and vanilla in a large bowl until they're well blended. Refrigerate and cover for 3 hours. When ready to serve, place the pumpkin mixture in a pastry bag fitted with a little star tip. Pipe 1 tablespoon of the pumpkin mixture into each shell. Garnish each with a small amount of whipped topping. Nutrition information: for 2 of the mini pies, this recipe provides 81 calories, 6 grams of fat, 57 milligrams of sodium, 12 milligrams of cholesterol, 7 grams of carbohydrates, and 1 gram of protein. This recipe can be found on the diabetes.org website, or we also post our recipes on our website at www.jcountyhospital.com.
Thank you for listening to Health Talk by Those Who Care. Remember, if you've missed any part of our show, you can listen to it on our website at jcountyhospital.com. We look forward to talking to you next week, and until then, here's to your health.
Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.